Good morning. Currently overcast skies. Temperature stands at 44 degrees in downtown Wausau at our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. I'm Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:07. Hey, a couple of things I need to mention here before we go any further. Make sure you're tuned in tomorrow, because starting tomorrow, every Friday for the rest of April, and then for every Friday in the month of May, we will be giving you an opportunity to win an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Bow Falls Radio, of course, part of Civic Media. And Civic Media last month had a statewide contest where we had opportunities for you to win overnight stays at the Chula Vista. Well, we're going to focus it right here in Bow Falls Radio Land and right here on this program on Fridays for the next month and a half. And a wonderful place to stay. What a wonderful location in the Wisconsin Dells. And it's going to be real simple. I'm not going to ask you to go jumping through hoops or anything like that. All you have to do is make sure you're tuned in on our Friday show. And then sometime during the program, I will open up the phone lines. We will say caller number, whatever it may be. It could be number 4, number 8, number 12, whatever it may be. We're going to open up the phone lines, and Ian will pick up the phones. And then whichever number we choose for that day, the caller will then get an overnight stay at the Chula Vista. And also tomorrow, we're going to give a chance to win some water park passes and some food passes. And it should be a really fun contest here for the next month and a half. So make sure you tune in tomorrow, starting tomorrow on Fridays, as we will have the Chula Vista giveaway here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. That all begins tomorrow. So again, hopefully you can tune in and be one of our first winners here on Bow Falls Radio. Also, as we talked about during our North Star Knows segment that we had with Jay Cricks, we had Jay joining us, and we mentioned the fact that North Star Restoration and North Star Builds will be at the Central Wisconsin Business Expo, the Wausau Business Expo, through the Wausau Chamber of Commerce. Again, it will be held at the Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center at Cedar Creek. And in addition to North Star Restoration having a booth at the event, there's also going to be a booth for Bow Falls Radio. So when you get there, you're going to see North Star Restoration early on, but then you're also going to need to come by and see us at Bow Falls Radio. So I'll be down there. Our new salesperson will be down there. And even later this afternoon, Ian will be down there. So again, stop by our booth at the Wausau Business Expo through the Wausau Chamber of Commerce at the Central Wisconsin Expo Center at Cedar Creek. And that it's open to the public from noon until 5. The exhibitors and the businesses are going to be doing their thing from 9 until noon. So, again, plenty of time this afternoon to pay a visit to the Expo Center and say hello. We'll have some great stuff for you. You can come by, pick up a Bow Falls t-shirt. We have other great stuff as well at our booth at the Business Expo. So, again, tomorrow with the contest to give you a chance to win the overnight stay at the Chula Vista, and today at the Wausau Business Expo, the Wausau Chamber of Commerce Small Business Expo. Head down to Cedar Creek and say hello. And we're going to say hello right now to Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Thursday is always a very busy start because we always start off with Pat Kreitlow, and then we come back with Brittany Merlot, and then, of course, we have North Star Knows as well as we basically have a full hour, so very little time for you to squeeze in there. So I apologize for
that.
Okay, but
I'm patient.
But glad for your patience, and glad to have you on board again.
Happy to be here, Chad. No problem.
Well, I know that you're continuing your rehearsal process. I always like to get an update.
Oh, yes.
How did last night go?
Last night was so much fun. It was a vocal rehearsal, and we had our orchestra director there help us out with the vocals, and we got through all the big ensemble numbers, and we are sounding really, really good.
You always say you're sounding great. I tell you, I mean, the last show you said you said, and obviously the show was terrific, so you were obviously telling the truth. But
well, that's my optimism.
You
in.
Are the most optimistic one when it comes to these processes, because I remember when I was doing shows, and I did quite a number of shows back in my early 20s. And for me, it was always early on where I felt useless until I got the book out of my hands. I mean, the early process when you're blocking and just doing readings and you're trying to look at your book and then move around, and frankly, I always felt like it was like, man, this is not coming together. And then we get off book and it's still not coming together, and finally, with about a week or week and a half to go, it finally would start to come together. Early on in the process, I was always feeling pessimistic, but it seems as though it starts off pretty well for you, and I think maybe it's the mindset. Maybe that was my problem, the mindset.
I think it's the mindset, and I think it's also the experience as well, because I've done so many shows, and the process is usually pretty similar, just, you know, the same techniques and the way we do the rehearsals is pretty consistent over the years. And usually by the end of the show, it turns out really good. And even sometimes in a way you don't even expect it to. So I've learned to, you know, embrace the difficulty, embrace the challenges, and always look for the little things that make a rehearsal positive, because it does make a big difference. So it definitely helps with the mind, I said, but it also is nice to have the constant experience of what a past shows have been like, and take those experiences onto your future shows.
Absolutely. And also, it must be nice having kind of a long amount of time to be able to get this show ready, because it does seem like, because I recall, you know, usually be about 6 weeks, and this one you have about 2 months to really whip this show into shape. Does
That's
that
right. We do have more time, because most shows I've been a part of, I think the rehearsal period has been like maybe a month and a half. But yeah, we do have more time with this show, and we're able to, you know, constantly build up with every rehearsal, and it's coming along very nicely. Especially early on in the process, it's always nice to, you know, get a better feel for, you know, for the show itself, and even start creating those characters.
Absolutely.
And for me, it's always my favorite part of the show.
Yeah, and the more time you have, the more time you're able to experiment a little bit, try to find the right voice for the character, and
absolutely,
and be able to really hone it down to the best possible performance. And again, just for folks, as we talk about this, when is the opening night for the show? Roughly late May somewhere, right?
The opening night is May 31st.
Oh, so right at the end of May. So, absolutely.
Which I believe is a Friday.
And you said as well, you got 2 weekends of this one, right?
Oh, yeah. We have 8 shows. Those. And let's see. We have one the 31st and the 1st and 2nd of June. And then we have a few days of break. And then we do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, that's the 6th. 7th, 8th, and 9th of June as well. So definitely be keeping busy.
And again, I want to remind folks that if you need to get your fix of local theater before the end of May and early June, starting tonight. Tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at 7 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m., the Wausau West Theater Department is presenting Our Town. Again, one of the legendary shows in the history of American theater. Thornton Wilder, Our Town. It's not at Wausau West because there's some construction going on over at Wausau West. Anybody that's drove past Wausau West knows there's construction going on. So the theater at West is not available, but they will be performing at Tebow and Tilly, which is at 745 Scott Street in Wausau. Opening night is tonight. And again, if you missed our interview with three of the cast members of Our Town yesterday on the program, you can go and listen on our archive page or wherever you get your podcasts. Go to BowFallsRadio.com, click on shows, and then find the Chad Holmes Show and be able to get more information on this show and about the actors and actress that are performing in this production at Wausau West. Very talented group of young people. So again, that's tonight at 7 p.m. and then again tomorrow and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2 at Tebow and Tilly, 745 Scott Street in Wausau. And encourage you to go. I mean, it really is. So many great shows that are put on by the youth of our area, mm-hmm. and to be able to support them. And as Ian has said, as I've experienced in my life, when you have a full house, it's such a better experience. And it really would be, I think, a fantastic opportunity to see, again, a classic show, Our Town. I mean, it's been performed by so many different groups over the years, and it's back with the Wausau West Theater Department starting tonight.
Absolutely. And you know what they always say? A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal.
That is so very true. The time is 9:18. Coming up, we're going to talk a little sports, have our sports report for this morning. Brewers were looking to avoid a sweep yesterday against the San Diego Padres, and they were also looking to get a hit for much of the day. And we'll talk about high school athletics as coming up later today. Got some high school sports here on Bow Falls Radio. So our sports report coming up next. The time is 9:18. Overcast skies in downtown Wausau, 44 degrees. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Wausau. We're Ryan and Paul from the Wausau Business Show. Happy to announce caller 9 to 715-9-WAUSA gets a new set of AirPod Pros, Apple AirPod Pros.
Caller number 9 right now, 715-9-WAUSA is our number.
Just leave your name and number.
And we'll announce the winner Saturday morning between 8 and 9 during the Wausau Business Show on 98.9 Bull Falls Radio, 715-9-WAUSA.
Don't forget to leave your name and number on our answering machine.
We'll tell you who caller number 9 was this Saturday, 8 to 9 on the Wausau Business Show.
Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Well, talking a little sports. Yesterday, the Milwaukee Brewers, who had lost three games in a row, had their first losing streak of the season, and they were trying to salvage the third and final game of their series with the San Diego Padres. And the Brewers' offense really was non-existent much of the day. It was an afternoon game at American Family Field. But in the end, great pitching and a little timely hitting got the Brewers a win, 1-0 over San Diego. The Brewers did not have a hit until the seventh inning. They were being no-hit. Willie Adames reached base on a single into right field for the first hit of the game. And then Bryce Terang and Blake Perkins would then add hits in the eighth. Terang single to left with one out in the eighth, then stole second, and Perkins would bring him home on a ground ball through the infield. Those were the only three hits of the game for Milwaukee. And felt bad for the San Diego pitcher. He had pitched a great game. He was gave up nothing. He got pulled in the eighth inning. He gave up the one run and got the loss. That shows again why some folks in baseball, they say wins and losses don't matter. It's all the underlying statistics. And for the most part, I say no, wins and losses still matter, because sometimes you're able to give up a few more runs because your teammates have scored some, and you're pitching a little differently. And on a day like yesterday where both teams were struggling to push runs across, then you're forced to dig a little bit deeper. So wins and losses, I do think, still have a place in it, but that was a tough luck loss for the San Diego Padres. But the Brewers, in fact, they used what's called a bullpen game. Sometimes these teams now will just bring out bullpen guys. They're not expecting their starting pitcher to go more than three innings or four innings. And then you bring in another pitcher. Bryce Wilson started the game for Milwaukee, went 3 2/3 innings, did not give up any runs, only two hits and a walk. Brian Hudson went 2 1/3 innings, allowed just one walk. And then Elvis Peguero, Abner Uribe, and Joel Piamps pitched one inning each and allowed just three hits. So, again, it was a number of pitchers, five pitchers combining on the shutout for Milwaukee. So they're now 11-6 on the season. Brewers will be taking today off before heading off to St. Louis to take on the Cardinals in a three-game weekend set starting on Friday night. Milwaukee Bucks continuing practice as they get set for the start of the NBA playoffs. The NBA has finalized the playoff schedule for all first-round series. The Bucks will open up against the Indiana Pacers in a best-of-seven on Sunday night. Tip will be at 6 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. Game 2 will also be in Milwaukee next Tuesday, April 23rd. Tip-off at 7:30. And then the series will go to Indianapolis for a pair of games on Friday, April the 26th, and Sunday, April the 28th. Friday's game is an unusual start time. You don't see it very often, but they have to kind of fill in the schedule with all these playoff games. And next Friday's game will be at 4:30, a tip-off. A 4:30 afternoon tip-off for an NBA playoff game. Very unusual. Then Sunday, a week from Sunday, again, a 6 o'clock tip-off. And then the if-necessary games will be played on Tuesday, April 30th in Milwaukee, Thursday, May the 2nd in Indianapolis, and Sunday, May the 4th, a Game 7 would be in Milwaukee. The winner of the Milwaukee-Indiana series will take on the winner of the series between the number 2-seeded New York Knicks and the number 7 seed, the Philadelphia 76ers. So, again, NBA. And actually, last night, there were a pair of play-in games in the NBA. The Miami Heat fell to the Philadelphia 76ers 105-104. So that was the game between the 7 and the 8 seeds. And the winner of that one automatically then gets the number 7 seed in the playoffs. So Philadelphia, the number 7 seed, taking on the Knicks. And then the second game was between the 9 seed and the 10 seed, the 9 seed Chicago Bulls and the 10 seed Atlanta Hawks. And the Bulls beat the Hawks 131-116. So that means the Bulls will take on the Heat in the next play-in game, and the winner of that one will move on to the playoffs as the number 8 seed and take on the number 1 seed, Boston Celtics. So, NBA playoffs underway. High school action continuing today. Plenty of action around Central Wisconsin. I will be at Wausau West High School later on this afternoon. The Wausau West Warriors taking on the Marathon Red Raiders. High school softball. And coverage will begin with the pregame show at 4:20. And the first pitch is at 4:30. So Wausau West and Marathon, it's always nice to get an opportunity to get two of the teams that we cover on a regular basis. And, of course, I always talk about how proud we are to be able to bring you live coverage of high school athletics. And we focus mainly on the Wausau West Warriors, the Marathon Red Raiders and the Newman Catholic Cardinals. And today, Marathon at Wausau West. So two for the price of one when it comes to our broadcast schedule. 4:20 airtime again here on Bow Falls Radio. Tomorrow, we will have the Newman Catholic Cardinals in action. The Cardinals will be taking on the Phillips Loggers at Sunnyvale Softball Complex tomorrow on the air at 4:35 for the pregame and the first pitch at 4:45. And as I say it, again, we are very proud. It's important, and we feel like it is very important to still be bringing you live coverage of high school athletics. The folks down the street decided it's not worth their time, not worth their efforts, but covering local high school athletics and covering high school activities. And that's why in the last 2 weeks we've had folks from Wausau West and Wausau East and D.C. Everest talking about their spring play and having local theatrical organizations. It's more than just pushing out the outrage like Chris Conley does on a daily basis. And I haven't even talked about him this week because I looked at some of his commentaries. They annoyed me to no end. Maybe I'll talk about it. Maybe I won't, even coming up later in the show. But it's more than just outraging people and complaining about certain things. It's about putting forth a positive voice and positive activities, especially with our young people. And that's why we continue to bring you live coverage of high school athletics and bring you the thespians from these schools as well on Bow Falls Radio. Coming up, we will have an information update, news, weather, and sports. Find out what's going on. That's what we do as well. We keep you up to speed on exactly what is happening with news, weather, and sports. That's coming up, and then we'll be back with more. The time is 9:28. 44 degrees in downtown Wausau. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also view us on our video stream, which is on the Bow Falls Radio Facebook page and the Bow Falls Radio X page as well. Well, the Yuri Berliner era at National Public Radio has ended, and frankly, there's been a lot of ink and words put down about this. And one of the interesting aspects of this story that it has probably nothing to do with what the main focus is. Every time that I see a picture of Yuri Berliner, he's got this look like he's either deep in thought or in some sort of moment of Zen moment. If you put his name into a search engine and they have stories about him and his criticisms of NPR, it has these looks again like I have no idea. It's almost like he is either about to doze off or he has been taking some very interesting drugs, but that's neither here nor there. But yesterday he decided to quit after he had ruffled a lot of feathers at NPR. He had worked there for a quarter century and basically said that it's become too liberal and that real Americans don't believe in NPR anymore. things about, and apparently there, in some pushback, there's been a lot of instances within his article, which 9 days ago came out in what's called the Free Press. The Free Press from Barry Weiss. Barry Weiss was a former New York Times worker who left and then started throwing around that the New York Times was way too liberal and that conservative voices aren't heard, blah, 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 blah. Couple of things here. Number one, if Yuri Berliner had these problems, to go to Barry Weiss's site, put out an article where he had no quotes from NPR, it was bad journalism right on the face of it. But now he has got mad because the new CEO of NPR apparently made him mad because she responded to his essay. Catherine Maher, the new CEO of NPR, indirectly referenced Berliner's essay in a note to staff that NPR also published online. She wrote, "Asking a question about whether we're living up to our mission should always be fair game. After all, journalism is nothing if not hard questions. Questioning whether our people are serving our mission with integrity based on little more than the recognition of their identity is profoundly disrespectful, hurtful, and demeaning." Well, Yuri Berliner apparently found that hurtful and disrespectful because when he resigned yesterday, he said that a great American institution, NPR, should not be defunded. He said, "I respect the integrity of my colleagues and wish for NPR to thrive and do important journalism. But," he said, "I cannot work in a newsroom where I am disparaged by a new CEO whose divisive views confirm the very problems I cite in my Free Press essay." What he is saying, and this is the point I want to make here, is that before she had worked for NPR, when she was just a citizen, actually working for the company that puts out Wikipedia, she put out some social media postings that were not very nice to people like Donald Trump. And now the far right wing is trying to target her, like others they've been targeting in recent times, saying, "Hey, see, not fair, not fair." The idea that the people that we expect to write the news and cover the news in a straightforward way, not based on philosophy, political philosophy, but the idea that none of these people have any beliefs is ridiculous. The idea, and I've talked about this earlier in the week, the idea is that these folks who have, you don't get into news and covering news and frankly the skill level that is needed to do it well by being an empty vessel. And it appears that those on the right want these folks to be empty vessels, have no beliefs in anything, have no idea what is good or what is not so good. And again, the idea of saying racism is bad should not disqualify you from writing straight news pieces. This both sides-ism that continues has to be smashed out immediately. But again, the new CEO at NPR put out a social media post that said that basically Donald Trump was a racist. And as I said yesterday, Donald Trump is a racist because he's been convicted of it. When you're convicted of something, you are it. Donald Trump and his father, back when they started their little operation of being a landlord in New York City, was convicted and paid a fine for racist housing practices. So if you had racist housing practices, you have been convicted of being a racist, Mr. Donald Trump. But Berliner, in his criticisms of NPR targeted three different stories. One of which was the Hunter Biden laptop that somehow NPR did not fairly cover the Hunter Biden laptop story. Really? That is where you're going to plant your flag in terms of saying that NPR is being unfair in the way they cover their stories? The Hunter Biden laptop. Well, that shows that NPR definitely is a knee-jerk activist left-wing organization, Yuri Berliner. And he calls it journalistic malpractice, conforming to a politically liberal worldview at the expense of fairness and accuracy. And when he talks about NPR changing over the years, he said basically that while they had a liberal bent in his mind, they still were not activist or scolding. And he says in recent years that has changed. How about talking about how in recent years the Republican Party and the conservative movement has changed? Can anybody say that the Republican Party and the conservative movement is the same as it was back in the Reagan era of the 80s or the George H.W. Bush era of the early 90s or even the George W. Bush disastrous presidency earlier in this century? Is the Donald Trump Republican Party the same as those? No. Does Yuri Berliner say that? No, he does not. So the idea that maybe NPR should move with the Republican Party to be more fair to the Trumpublicans? No. But again, the idea that the stories that he finds off-putting, including the Hunter Biden laptop story, which is a big bag of nothing, that he points as that as some sort of smoking gun is ridiculous. And also saying that NPR's coverage of the Russia Donald Trump 2016 election controversy, that there was a collusion between Trump's campaign and Russia. What the heck? People are idiots at times, and I don't say that to you personally out there. But Donald Trump's campaign manager went to jail for his contacts with Russia. So the idea that there was no Trump campaign collusion with Russia that Berliner says that NPR mishandled is ridiculous. So the three stories that in his essay Berliner accused NPR mishandling were the 2016 Trump campaign collusion with Russia, the origins of the coronavirus, and the authenticity and relevance of Hunter Biden's laptop. So basically, he wanted NPR to give more coverage to the conspiracy theories of the right when it came to these stories. That somehow indicates to him that NPR is not fair to conservatives. Unbelievable. And that this has become a cause celeb now for those on the right in the last week and a half. I mean, come on. This idea, again, that every story we need to have this side and that side, no matter whether one side is truth and one side is lies. And that's the way people cover Donald Trump, and that's the way people continue to cover Donald Trump. Instead of saying, no, Donald Trump is lying about this. No, they have to put in words, well, there's a difference of opinion. There's a deep divide in America. But how about getting strictly to the point of one side is truth and one side is lies, and then cover the truth as it should be covered? The fact that Berliner quit yesterday is a good thing for NPR. And now I guarantee you that the right is going to say that he is a victim somehow of political correctness and wokeness gone afar. I mean, give me a break. And now the right wing is targeting the CEO, Catherine Maher of NPR, trying to get her fired. And they're not going to stop. like they've not stopped when it comes to academic leaders. They're going to continue to play this game. And unfortunately, too much of the mainstream media is going to continue to play this game as well. I mean, Yuri Berliner is just the latest Bernard Goldberg. You remember Bernard Goldberg? He used to work at CBS for many, many years. Then he worked at Fox. And then basically he said that CBS was liberal. Liberal, liberal. And then he became a conservative hero. And a guy who, again, said, I was a Democrat and a liberal, but they left me. And then he became a conservative. I mean, just give me a break. I keep saying that. Give me a break. So Bernard Goldberg, and now he has a new compatriot in Yuri Berliner, and we'll see how long it takes before he's working at One America News or Fox News or Newsmax or for the Barry Weiss newsletter.
The whole situation is just getting out of hand.
No, it's about what's truthful and what's not truthful. It's exactly. Not about political bent. I mean, if he's all concerned about the Hunter Biden laptop. And claiming that, some hidden conspiracy about the origins of the coronavirus. I mean, go work for Fox News. Plenty of people talk about that over there all the time. The time is 9:48. We're going to have our daily history lesson coming up next. We'll see if Ian can finally find his way to the winning side of the number of the day quiz.
Yes.
Has to get the final two in order to get above our Mendoza line this week. But that is coming up. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Today, it is April the 18th of 2024. It is day number 109 in this year. That means there are 257 days remaining this year. And some famous events have occurred on this date in history. On the 18th of April, back in 1775, two lanterns were hung in Boston, Massachusetts, and Paul Revere, William Dawes, and Samuel Prescott rode to warn of impending arrests of Samuel Adams and John Hancock. On this date in 1923, 101 years ago today, Yankee Stadium, the original Yankee Stadium, the house that Ruth built, opened. On this date in 1999, hockey player Wayne Gretzky's number, which was 99, was retired league-wide in the NHL, as Gretzky was retiring at the end of that season. On this date in 2003, Scott Peterson was arrested in San Diego in the death of his wife, Lacey, who was 8 months pregnant when she vanished on Christmas Eve. On this date in 2009, interesting little tidbit, Washington and Lee University in Virginia saw a missing library book return to its shelves. The key thing about this, it was nearly 145 years after it was stolen by a Union soldier during the Civil War.
Oh my gosh.
The 1842 book, the first volume of W.F.P. Napier's four-volume History of the War in the Peninsula,
and in the south of France from the year 1807 to the year 1814, was returned by a friend of one of the soldier's descendants. On this date 12 years ago, 2012, TV legend Dick Clark died following a heart attack in Santa Monica, California. Hard to believe. 12 years since Dick Clark left us. On this date in 2018, Black Panther was the first film shown at a commercial cinema in 35 years in Saudi Arabia as cinemas were reopened. And on this date, 1 year ago, in 2023, Southwest Airlines grounded 800 planes, causing thousands of delays. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. A lot of people, in fact. Cindy Pickett, who played the mom in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I love that movie. 77 years old today.
Great movie.
James Woods, who's become a right-wing crazy guy. But I have seen him. I go on vacation in the summer. I go to Vegas and I play in the World Series of Poker. James Woods is also a guy that plays in the World Series of Poker. And I've seen him there. But I'm not a big fan of his politics, but is still a very good actor. And has won a couple of Primetime Emmy Awards. James Woods is 77 years old today. Actor-comedian Rick Moranis is 71. Eric Roberts, actor and brother of Julia Roberts, is 68. Actor Jane Leaves, played Daphne on Frasier, is 63. Ventriloquist Jeff Dunham is 62 years old. Conan O'Brien is 61. Actor Eric McCormick of Will and Grace is 61. Actor Maria Bello is 57. David Tennant, Around the World in 80 Days, is 53 years old today. Melissa Joan Hart of Sabrina the Teenage Witch fame is 48. And Britt Robertson of Tomorrowland and The Space Between Us is 34.
I was about to give a little a shout out because today is my sister Hannah's birthday. She is 26.
Very
good.
Happy
birthday, Hannah.
Happy birthday to Hannah as well. And happy birthday to anyone else out there who is celebrating here today from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Adult Autism Awareness Day. It is Get to Know Your Customers Day. It is High Five Day. It is Transfer Money into Your Daughter's Account Day. It is Animal Crackers Day. It is Lineman Appreciation Day. I don't think they're talking about football linemen. I think they're talking about the linemen who are out there working.
Oh. Okay.
It is Newspaper Columnist Day. It is Pet Owners Independence Day. I have no idea that pet owners are being held somewhere. And it's Pinata Day.
Oh, yeah.
So, all those days being celebrated today.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Got to focus here.
Our number for the days. In our quiz with Ian, today's number of the day is the percentage of students in the U.S. dropped off at school and picked up by cars. Okay. So they're dropped off and picked up by cars. To give you a little bit of an example, if you go back more than 50 years, back in 1970, basically all the kids, they took the bus to school, school buses.
Yeah.
In 1970, only 16% of students aged 6 and up were driven to school in a private vehicle. That number is much higher now. And your job is to get the right number.
Figure out how high.
Exactly, yeah. How high. Okay. All right. Is the correct answer the percentage of students in the U.S. who are now dropped off and picked up by cars at school? Is it 43%? Is it 53%? Is it 63%? A, B, or C? A, 43%.
Okay.
B, 53%. C, 63%.
Okay. I'm going with my gut on this one. I'm going to say C. I'm going to go 63%.
The correct answer is 53%.
Man, how am I off by so little every time?
Oh, I tell you, this is almost getting humorous. Your losing streaks here are just. But last week you got Friday right. Last week you got Friday. So maybe again, Friday is your day.
Yes.
So we'll get you tomorrow. But
end the week on a high note.
Absolutely. Yes, that's always the way you want to do it. Mm-hmm. You may not get to where we want you to be, but at least you'll end it on a high note.
Exactly.
All right, Ian, have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Folks, again, come on out to the Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center at Cedar Creek. Chamber of Commerce Small Business Expo will be out there. So it's from noon until 5 for the public. So come on out, see us, say hello. We'd love to have a chance to talk. Thanks again to our guests, including Pat Kreitlow and also Jay Cricks from North Star Restoration. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be joined by Mike Clemens and also Paul Micklick. So that's all coming up tomorrow. Stick around. Information update coming up next, followed by Matinair on Air here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.